This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's start by exploring some of the economic tension that was a major force in the election outcome. The Marketplace Economic Anxiety Index is a survey we've been doing this election year, and the data just before the vote showed 2/3 of Americans are anxious about the economy and their own prosperity. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more from Washington on how one group of voters channeled this.
Donald Trump did better with white voters than Hillary Clinton did. Regardless of income, education, the gap was particularly wide when it came to white people without a college degree. Princeton economist Cecilia Rouse says that's because this group, especially the men, are often some of the most anxious about the economy.
And they're saying a lot of that is globalization and increasing technology, and we're being left behind, and we need somebody to really listen and do something about it.
That somebody was Donald Trump. He built his entire campaign on the frustrations of white, blue-collar workers.
I remember when Trump started his campaign to run for president, the Movie Network with Peter Finch came to my mind.
This is William Rogers, an economist at Rutgers.
That I was waiting for him to say to people, I want you to go to your windows, as they did in that movie, and say,
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
In the past, says Williams, those frustrated people shouting from the windows would have been women or African Americans or Latinos. But because of the way the economy has changed, now it's white people yelling they're not going to take it anymore.
People feel that he's taking on the bully. Who's the bully? The bully is the economy, the macroeconomy, immigration, trade.
And those bullies are taking away jobs, according to Trump and his supporters. That's triggered even more economic anxiety for white voters who depended on those opportunities. Carol Graham is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
At this point, you know, blue-collar jobs, manufacturing jobs are harder to get, and there's more competition, and particularly in the Rust Belt, exactly where Trump support was strongest.
That's where Trump's supporters are now expecting him to bring those promised jobs. But with the economy the way it is now, it's going to be tough. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.